From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. The corpse of a 17-year-old Liberian has tested positive for the Ebola virus. It's Liberia's first reported case since the country was declared Ebola-free on May 9th. The Liberian deputy health minister stressed Tuesday that there's no need to panic. He said the victim was safely buried and a team is tracing the victim's contacts and they've already begun work. The Associated Press reports a 17-year-old male died on June 24th. The Ebola victim died in Margibi County, far from the borders of Guinea and Sierra Leone. The Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif returned to Vienna Tuesday to rejoin negotiations on Iran's nuclear program. VOA's Pam Dawkins reports.
I am here in Vienna at the site where Iran nuclear negotiations have been taking place. This, of course, was supposed to be the day, the deadline for a deal or no deal. The deadline has slipped. The talks are continuing. Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif has returned with his nuclear chief, Ali Akbar Salehi. They're meeting with the U.S. delegation. Secretary of State Kerry's team is also meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
That is VOA's Pam Dawkins reporting from Vienna. Indonesian officials say at least 45 people were killed when a military transport plane crashed into a residential neighborhood on the island of Sumatra. The Hercules C-130 crashed around midday Tuesday into two houses and a hotel in the town of Medan, which is Indonesia's third largest city. The death toll is expected to rise as local media officials say as many as 113 people were on board the Indonesian Air Force plane. VOA News.